6. An apple a day.
Someone's home, Jonah whispers. Why aren't they answering?
If a meanie like that was knocking on your door, would you? I ask him. He'd better not.
I know you're there, you silly thing, the lady says in a teasing way.
She's acting a lot friendlier to the silly thing in the house than she acted toward us. The curtain moves and the window opens.
It's just, well, you see, I'm not allowed to answer the door,
the person inside replies. Someone is home. It's definitely a girl. She doesn't sound like a kid, but she doesn't sound like a grown-up either. A teenager, maybe? The old lady pulls a shiny red apple out of her basket. It glistens in the sun.
Hungry, Jonah whispers.
He pretends to be a zombie and makes his eyes glaze over.
Hungry.
I pinch him. Shh.
I have apples to sell, the lady sing-songs.
No, thank you, the girl says from behind the window curtain. I'm not supposed to buy anything.
I'll give you one as a gift, the lady offers, then clears her throat. I'll sell the rest later.
No, really, that's okay, the girl says, but thank you.
If I lean forward, I can see a corner of her face. Her hair is super dark, and her skin is super pale, except not in a zombie way, more like in a China doll way. And her lips are really red, really, really red, like blood red, but again, not in a bad blood red way. She's beautiful, actually. Also, she looks familiar, like I've seen her before. Has she babysat for us, maybe?
But it's so yummy, the lady coaxes, extending the apple. So juicy, so fresh. What's wrong? Are you concerned it might be?
Jonah scrambles out into the open too quickly for me to catch him.
I'll take it. I'll take the yummy, juicy apple.
Oh, brother.
Jonah, I whisper yell, get back here.
He skids to a stop at the front door.
Hi, he says, smiling at the old lady.
He holds out his open hand.
Can I have one, please?
The old lady snaps.
It's not for you. Bye-bye now.
But I said please, he whines, and I'm starving.
I groan, then emerge from our hiding spot. You heard the lady. It's bye-bye time. I grip his shoulder and lower my voice. Plus, you shouldn't eat food from a stranger, and you know it.
Then why can the girl inside eat it? My brother asks.
A red apple. A girl inside with dark hair and white skin. Something odd is happening in my head. It's a kind of brain squiggling, as if I should be figuring something out.
She can't either, I said, distracted. And anyway, she's not going to. Didn't you hear her?
To the girl, I call, good job on staying safe. I give her a thumbs up, which the old lady swats away.
Scoot,
the now extremely grumpy old lady says to me and Jonah.
Time for you to go now.
She tries to smile at us, but it looks fake and a little scary. Then she turns back to the girl.
Time for you to eat the apple, dear one.
Why is she being so unfair? Jonah asks me.
He reaches out, tilts the basket toward him, and peeks inside.
If she's got a whole basket of apples, then why can't she...
He breaks off.
Hey, wait a sec. The basket's empty, you big liar.
The old lady wrenches the basket from him and yells, go away.
But you said apples, Jonah insists. You said you were selling apples. So how come you only have the one you're holding?
I already sold the rest, the lady says. All right, are you satisfied?
My spine is seriously tingling. Something weird is going on. I turn to the girl in the window. Do people often come to your door selling food? That never happens at our house, except for the Schwann's grocery delivery guy. And he drives a big truck, and it says Schwann's right there on the side. And he wears a uniform.
Girl Scouts, too, Jonah says, contributing. They come around and sell cookies.
True. And they wear uniforms, too, don't they? I turn to the old lady. So, what's the deal? If you're selling apples, why do you only have one piece of fruit? I look at her black cloak. And is that supposed to be an apple seller uniform? Because I've got to be honest, it's not like sending the right vibe.
Take the apple, the old lady orders the girl.
It seems like she's decided the best way to deal with me and Jonah is to pretend we don't exist.
Enjoy it. It's free.
I don't think so, the girl replies, her voice wobbly.
Take it.
Beads of sweat glisten on the old lady's forehead. Makeup starts to smear down her face. Lots of makeup.
Is your skin melting? Jonah asks.
The girl gasps.
It's you! She cries, pointing to the old lady. You tried to trick me by wearing a disguise.
Her voice catches as if she's frightened or about to cry or both.
But it didn't work, so please, just go away.
She slams the window and draws the curtains closed. The lady stomps her feet. With her melting makeup, she no longer looks old, just strange. The features of her face are all blurry, like if you spilled water on a painting. She mutters and says a bunch of words my Nana would never use. She waves the apple at my brother.
You want my apple so badly, you can have it. Go ahead, eat it.
Jonah grows pale. Never mind, I'm not really hungry anymore. The melting old lady takes off her black cloak, exposing a tight black gown, and whips the cloak at Jonah.
Hey!
I protest. She draws herself tall, and something glints near her collarbone. It looks like a necklace with something hanging from it. I think it's a key, but I can't get a good enough look to be sure. Then she lifts her fists to the sky, one hand clenching the apple, the other clenching air, and roars lion style. She has really lost it. She glowers at my brother. She slits her eyes, takes two steps toward him, and mutters,
"You will pay for this. You ruined my whole plan."
How dare she? I wrap my arms around Jonah and yell, "Don't you threaten my brother! We're not scared of you!" What plan is she talking about anyway? Just because I have a plan, she has to have a plan too? Except I don't have a plan. Not exactly. The old lady laughs a terrifying, high-pitched laugh, the kind that makes mirrors not just shake, but shatter. The kind that would scare anyone. She throws her basket on the ground and stomps back into the forest. I feel my brother shivering.
I think I want to go home now, he whispers.
Me too. And we will, I say with fake confidence. If Jonah, who loves adventure, is scared, then the world has officially turned upside down. And if the world is turned upside down, then that leaves me to be the brave one, doesn't it? Which is a very frightening thought.
Think, Abby. The plan. What's the next step in the plan? Wait, I know. Use the girl's phone.
Yes, call home. Get Mom and Dad to come get us. If they can't get here by car, they can always try the mirror. I knock on the door. Once. Twice. Three times. I'm not giving up.
Please go away, the girl says wearily. I told you I'm not allowed to let anyone in.
Yes, but we aren't melty or scary, I beg. My brother and I, we just need to use your phone.
My what?
Your phone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jonah pokes me. Ask if she has a snack. I promise we're not bad guys, I say. We're just normal kids, and my brother is really hungry. Haven't you ever been lost before? There is silence. I hold my breath. Then, miraculously, the door creaks open and we see the girl for real. She looks about the same age as my cousin, who's 16. She's more beautiful than I first thought, despite the frown creasing her pale skin.
"I'm going to get in trouble for this," she says.
She presses her red lips together and swings the door wider. "But all right, you can come in."